All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
You're going to hear a segment coming up in a minute where someone goes, hey, this was sent to me by accident. What do I do? Just know that that happened today and this just happened right now. I got an email from West Elm. You know, you familiar with the store?
Yes.
West Elm.
Furniture?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, I have a couch from there.
I remember I went there and I bought these little love seats, these two love seats. And when they delivered them to my house, they brought me a love seat and like the head of a bed. And I was like, I don't order that. And they were like, no, we have one love seat and one bedhead. What do you call that?
Headboard?
Headboard. Thank you.
Bedhead.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't need a headboard. I didn't order a headboard. And they were like, dang, we must have mixed something up, or they mixed it up giving to us. I said, okay. They took it back. They said, we'll get back in touch with you and bring you another chair. Couldn't get a hold of them for weeks. Couldn't even get a hold of them for a couple weeks. Then all of a sudden, one just shows up. They were like, knocking on the door. I was like, what's up? They're like, we have your chair. I was like, oh, wow. So I put it in, right? Get a call going, hey, we expedited it, got it to you as soon as possible. Thank you for shopping at West Elm. I'm like, that's amazing. Thank you very much. Well, I just got an email going, it's time to schedule your item for delivery. It's another couch. I guess they didn't count that second one they gave me.
Oh.
And now,
yes. Merry Christmas.
Now they want to send me.
So another love seat?
Yeah. Now they want to send me a third one.
That's a great idea.
Harmony 76 inch sofa, Aster velvet, iron, dark walnut, down. Quantity,
that sounds nice.
Quantity one. All I have to do is schedule delivery and it comes.
Wow. Could you give them my address?
Yep. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not. And I've replied back. You've already given me one. But they keep shooting me these emails.
Yeah, that means they want to give it to you.
Replying to that email really is going to customer service.
I've tried.
I'll call them. Just give me the info.
But I'm just letting you guys know I'm trying not to be a hypocrite here. If they just happen to show up with a third one.
Then you have to call them to pick up or say, sorry, we're not going to accept this.
It's almost like when you're at a restaurant, somebody's like, I'll pay for it. And you're like, no, I'll pay for it. And they're like, no, I'll pay for it. Sometimes you just have to let them pay for it.
Mm.
I could be this case.
No, I think that there's just a mix up. Oh. Eddie, they're not.
This was for sure a mix up.
Okay, they're not. It's like holidays.
It's a little different.
Yeah, and I think a lot of stuff is weird right now because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to come get that picture?
I'll send someone to get it today in an SUV. Amy has a picture. She sent it back because of COVID. They said, we don't want it back, and we'll give you a refund.
See?
I got a full refund, and they didn't want me to return it. So
it's
now,
a massive picture.
Yeah, I think it's going to work in Bobby's house.
We went over to Amy's house the other night, and we were hanging out. We're walking out. She goes, hey, you want those pictures? Grab it on the way out. I was like, cool. I was going to put it in my arm and walk out the door.
No.
Thing as big as I am.
Oh, you couldn't put it in the car.
No, I couldn't even fit in my car.
Mm-hmm. What's it of?
It's like a recipe.
No, it's a per nude.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I really don't know what's on there.
Yeah, that's why they couldn't take it back, Eddie.
Okay, obviously.
Wow. But you bought it from them? That's weird.
Well, you send it and they blow it up.
Oh, no.
Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Wait, so what is it?
It's a chicken recipe. So it goes in a kitchen area. It's really cool. It's like written out, like kind of funky looking.
Yeah.
And it is all the steps for this chicken. But from far away, you maybe just see it's a bunch of letters. But if you really look at it, you'll be like, oh, preheat the oven to 350. It's cute.
I was looking at your Instagram, by the way, just now. I went to your Instagram story and you retweeted a George Strait post, or you repost, whatever.
Yeah,
restoried.
It's his normal post and I threw it in my stories because it was of him. If you go click on it, it's him
playing
hitting
golf.
A ball, and he's just doing a golf swing. And I was like, that's so cute.
What's cute
George
about
Strait's
it?
Exactly. George Strait's playing golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she goes, that's so cute.
It is. So listen, George
Strait. If I'm George Strait, somebody saying to me playing golf is cute.
Offended.
A little bit.
Oh, okay.
Does that mean he's so old? Like old people are cute playing golf?
He is older than me. And I do think he's cute.
So am I.
But, okay.
I don't swing the Big Bertha and you're like, that's cute.
Big Bertha.
Okay, it's very different. So I don't know why I wasn't following George Strait on Instagram forever, but I don't even know that he's been on that long. But I finally started following him. And I know it's not him posting because it's just so obvious it's not him, but it doesn't matter. Every once in a while, boop, a picture of George pops up in my feed. It could be a throwback, an old pic or a new one, or him golfing. And it just makes my day. Look how cute. Look. I'm watching him swing.
He does have a good golf swing. I was also watching him swing.
Sure, yeah. He does.
So, Bones, would you call it cute?
No.
No.
Cute is a 90-year-old. Eddie, who's still dancing at a reception, a wedding reception.
Man, there's yeah, one that cute. Was posted on November 13th. That's George from, I don't know, late 80s.
Yeah, that's like a Wrangler
with a
ad.
Belt buckle next to his horse. It's hot.
So one post is cute, one post is hot.
So if I
depending on what year it was.
So if I was on a woman's Instagram going, man, that's hot, you would call me creepy,
it's
right?
It's George Strait, guys. There's nothing creepy about it.
That picture's probably from before you were born.
Nah. I probably was a child.
You ever look at old TV shows and go, dang. Like, they might be dead or 90 now.
Oh, yeah. And go, for sure.
Sometimes, yeah, Marsha Brady was one for me when I was a kid.
I watched the old movie channel, and sometimes I'll see, like, Audrey Hepburn, and I'll be like, dang, she's super, but then I'm like, dang, she's dead. Like, it's crazy. It's a weird thought.
It is a weird thought. Another one was maybe Patty Duke. You know who Patty Duke is?
Yeah, of course.
But they're cousins, yes. Identical cousins, and you'll find. Yeah, she was a kid. I was a kid when I would watch that on Nickelodeon. I was like, I got the biggest crush on someone in black and white.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a time traveler. Did she die, Mike?
Yeah.
Dang, Patty Duke's dead too. Huh. Mary Tyler Moore she was young.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, I think she's still alive though, huh?
Is she? I don't know.
She died too.
Remember we played a game like this? I think I submitted the game and everyone was dead. Like, I was trying to be like, would you guess if they're alive or dead? They were all dead.
It was the most sad game ever. I don't remember that game.
Oh yeah, Mary Tyler Moore. She's chilling in Oaklawn Cemetery in Fairfield, Connecticut.
A lot of them are there.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Oaklawn Cemetery. A lot of the famous people.
What's
actresses.
That?
Actresses. So, is it Hollywood?
It's in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Oh, my bad.
But a lot of people are there.
Eddie's like, yeah, I know all about it.
No, there's one in Hollywood where they're all buried. I've researched this.
I know it's so hard to say this, and I think you've had an explanation for me before that makes sense because music is just different now. But, like, who is now the person that may eventually, 20 years from now, if someone's doing radio, that they're, like, obsessed with George Strait? Like, I'm obsessed with George Strait, but I've loved him, like, 80s, 90s, all the way till now. But, like, who's the person that's the George Strait and the Garth Brooks now?
Well, I think you learn that through longevity, right? So you're not,
I know, but
you're
I'm
not predicting.
Guessing.
You're just predicting people who are going to stay around.
But isn't, like, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, aren't they already there? And we get to see them more than often?
The difference is that they haven't allowed themselves to go away because they've been so successful. There are acts that are 90s acts that are younger than those guys who are now out touring on 90s music.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had their hits. They went away. There's been a resurgence in 90s music, so they get to go out and tour now and be like, hey, check us out. We're 90s band. We're back, baby. And they're younger than McGraw and Chesney.
Yep.
Who had hits in the late 90s, but they've just stayed so relevant. It's unbelievable how relevant and how they continue to make hits even now. Like, I love Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Like,
he doesn't get his proper recognition because he didn't go away.
Yeah, it's true.
When he finally goes away, you're going to go like, that was a legend.
So, Amy, you're talking about someone now, like someone that's making music now and eventually will be a legend.
I don't know.
Longevity, right? Luke Combs will be around forever. He just writes good songs and he can sing as good as anybody. So I think longevity wise, Eric Church will be one of those. You know, there's really no gimmick about him. So those two come to mind immediately.
Okay.
But I also don't think that how people consume what we do is going to be the same, right? You know, I don't think there's going to be a bunch of radio stations in 20 years the same way there are now. I mean, there are less now than there were 10 years ago. That's why we focus so much on our digital, our podcast. We have a massive podcast, one of the biggest in the country, because we started focusing on that early. We realized there are basically two shows we're doing. There's one we do live for folks. There's one that we do for our listeners, our friends who aren't able to listen to us either in their city where they live or at the time they can listen. So, you know, the fact that we've taken what we're doing now, as a matter of fact, isn't on the radio.
Yeah, the post show.
This isn't on radio. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it sucks. Sometimes it's amazing. But it's not on the radio. It's on the web, and it's on the podcast only. So, but those two come to mind right now.
Okay. Got it. I don't know. I was just curious. I get curious about that. When the artists come in, I'm like, huh, wonder how long you're going to be around.
And some of them aren't.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think back when we first started here in town and some of the acts, and they're just not around anymore.
It's true.
And they may come back. But, you know, what's also weird about music is sometimes when you break, the age you are defines if you're an older, because Lady Antebellum are younger than a lot of the artists now. But because they broke so early in their careers, they're now seen as kind of an older act.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Like Charles Kelly, Hillary, Dave, they're younger than Brett Young by like 5 years.
Really?
Really?
Brett Young's 40 years old.
Oh.
But he's only been on the scene for a couple of years. So he seems like a new artist.
Crazy. Yeah, I would have thought that.
Charles Kelly is 39. Brett Young is about to be 40.
Wow.
So, you know, you have that that, and he seems like
a But by way of success, you would think Charles is way older than Brett.
Charles, Hiller, mm-hmm. all the Lady Antebellum. Right. They've been successful and been around for so long that you're like, oh, they're one of the older acts. No, Hillary Scott's 34 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Didn't realize that.
They just got started younger. Lauren Elena, Scotty McCreery, they were 16 years old.
That's right.
So now you spend time with them. Scotty's killing it right now. You're like, dang, Scotty, what are you, 40? He's like, nope, I'm 21.
He sounds like he's 50.
And Scotty's 27, but yeah. So it's interesting. All right, that's it. Hope you guys have a great day. We enjoyed talking with you.
Hey, Bones, FYI, Lunchbox over here, he's looking at furniture on that website.
On the West Elm.
For what?
For what reason?
I mean, why not? I mean, trying to find out if I can fit that couch in my house.
But Bobby's
You're not,
not
getting
giving
the couch.
To you.
Oh.
He's going to.
But why would you look at other furniture if you could fit this couch in your house?
No, he's looking up the couch.
Yeah, I'm looking up the couch, looking up the color, all that.
Well, I wouldn't give it to you anyway.
Why?
I wouldn't give it to anybody on the show. It's,
give it to somebody else.
I'm not giving it to anybody. No, I'm giving it back to them.
I mean,
I'm not giving it to any of you guys. Okay.
Okay, nice.
Bye. By the way, a couple things. Amy's fifth thing on Four Things with Amy Brown. Amy, it's a new episode up today. Amy shares emails from you guys and answers questions you guys have sent in. On today's episode, Amy addresses an old family recipe that her mom used to put together, a great home holiday scent.
Yes, it'll make your house smell like Christmas, and you're going to love it, and it's so easy. No, but you do put it on the stove and kind of simmer it, and it'll make your whole house smell and just get you in the mood for the holidays.
Amy shares some fun family emails. A listener shares a good reminder that we are all a work in progress and always learning.
Yep.
If you're looking for a podcast to have a little growth, check out Four Things with Amy Brown. Her fifth thing episode is up today. And on The Sore Losers, I guess you guys did an episode yesterday with Matt Overton, who was our intern at one time,
who is
now playing for the Tennessee Titans.
Yes, and hilarious too, because I was talking to my kids about it. Like, oh, this is my friend Matt, and they think it's so cool that he's with the Titans or whatever. Well, then my son Googled him, and he found the video where you were shocking him when he was an intern. Killed all his credibility. They're like, Bobby shocked him. Okay, he's not that cool anymore.
Did you reach out to Ryan Hurd?
We have not yet, but yes.
Ryan Hurd hit me up, who's an artist. He was like, hey, I want to be on The Sore Losers. So I gave him, I said, okay, here, Eddie, hit him up.
It's awesome.
But I think he's waiting patiently.
Huge sports fan, so I can't wait to talk to him.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. Here's today's podcast.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Turn it up. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Hey, guys, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here's a voicemail we got last night from Whitney in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I just wanted to find out how tall your Christmas tree is, because I saw your Instagram and it looks huge. Love the show. Bye.
If you go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram, you can see it. Our tree is almost 20 feet tall.
Dang.
It's massive.
It's huge.
It's amazing.
Is it real?
Yeah.
Wow.
And cool. It's real. And it's flocked.
Yeah, I saw that.
Do you know what that is?
Yes. It looks like snow all over it.
Didn't know what it was. I was like, what'd you say, Kaylin?
Excuse me?
She said, flocked. I said, oh. So the only issue that we've had with it is the dog, because he's been chewing on the side of it, and he broke a light. When you break a light, a whole strand goes down.
Yep.
Oh.
And so, but I knew that was going to happen. You don't just throw a big tree and not expect the dog to wonder what's up with it. So we're dealing with that right now. We took some of the lights and moved them down, so now there's a little gap in the tree, but we're dealing.
Also, too, that it may not has happened yet, but he's going to start drinking the water from the bottom of the tree. Because to keep the tree alive, and you
he
may
has
not
been doing
okay,
that.
Okay, and if it doesn't have water, it's going to die. So yeah, make
what's
sure.
Flocked? It's flocked. Flocked trees are kind of already dead, but it doesn't matter because you can't see that they're brown.
We do have water in a thing underneath it, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't need as much.
I went out and I was like, "Hey, did you eat the tree?" And he like does the thing where he acts like he didn't, but he's covered in white from that flock.
Oh, you're like obviously.
I'm like, no, man.
Gigs up.
We know it's you. So other than the dog having a little issue with it, and hopefully he doesn't pull it over.
Oh, gosh. That's a big tree, dude.
Horrible.
Oh.
You can see it on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. What's up with your dog?
She's doing good. We also have a flock tree. She stayed away from that, but she cannot stay away from food on a counter save her life. And she's not a huge dog. She's like medium size. She's a labradoodle, but I had a dish at the far back side of the oven, all the way pushed up against the backsplash, and covered it in foil, and we left to go do something and came back, and the dish was empty. It was a glass Pyrex dish, completely shattered on the floor with blood everywhere, which means she got into it, she ate it all, and somehow cut herself on the broken dish.
Yeah, I get it.
But I don't know where.
Oh.
There was no blood like in her mouth, or maybe it healed up. I checked her paws. We couldn't tell, but I know she was injured, and I just thought, oh, great, what do I do? What do I do? Do we go to the vet? What do we do? And then so far, we've been okay.
So the answer was not go to the vet.
We've already gone to the vet twice this month. Yeah. And so, yeah, I just thought, well, let's just see what happens, because I don't know. I don't want another vet bill for no reason.
I get the dog eating through glass, though. Like, if it's hot, I don't care. I eat it. And I hurt myself, but I'm like, gotta eat it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes food is just so good, you gotta push forward.
I know. It was our fault, but I didn't think she could reach back there, but never underestimate her.
Well, everybody, Merry Christmas as we get rolling here. It's time now.
It is time.
It's after Thanksgiving. Yes. It's December 1st. Like, it's time to go.
This is when you start telling everyone you see at the stores, whatever, Merry Christmas. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And it's not weird.
No.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. We had Sam Hunt in yesterday. And we noticed Raymundo and Sam talking a little bit in the glass room. And Raymundo was just smiling ear to ear. Because you're in love with Sam Hunt. Let's admit it.
I respect him. I look up to him. A lot of the stuff he does, the way he dresses, he carries himself, chains he's worn. I've also ended up trying to get those same type things.
The way he carries himself and chains he's worn.
Chains.
Like, chains.
No, I mean, the dude has swag. I think anybody would aspire to do that.
And he's your hero.
Yes.
He's your favorite country artist of all time.
Of all the people that have walked in here, he's the one that I'm in awe of.
Is he your hero, though, in life?
Yeah. I would say. I always am following his Instagram. I'll message him on Instagram. But what he does, I really do respect. And I try to motivate him to do that in my own life.
Which, like, what do you take from his life that you try to do in yours?
So he was playing basketball. I started balling with you. I went over to your house and I was balling. He did the baggy shirts. Nobody was doing the long shirts that almost go down to your kneecaps until Sam Hunt. And then that's how I started going longer, tall tees.
So basketball and longer shirts.
And then also his attitude. He's always positive. He's a happy guy.
Yeah.
And what did you guys talk about before he came in here?
So it was really quick, but he told me that we're really going to line up this basketball. And he even name dropped. He said, Ashley Gorley. Do you know who that is?
I know Ashley. Yeah. Songwriter.
Yeah. And I go, I've heard the name. And he said, he's got a court. Let's all go ball there if you want to play. And I was like, play on, playa. Let's go play there.
Did you say that back to him? Play on, playa. Let's go play there.
Dude, it all happened so fast. I think there was a lot of dogs. There was a lot of mans. And I just said, yeah, for real, dog. Let's do this, man. So I think it's going down. Yeah.
Any time frame? Because it's now winter.
So I'm guessing it's an indoor court. That's why he pitched it to me. We didn't exchange numbers. He didn't say a specific date, but he did put that out there. Like, hey, let's try and get this game in. And there's no longer the major COVID thing that was going on.
It's even more major now than it's ever been.
Okay, so maybe we put it off a little bit. But that's why we haven't played ball in 8 months. It's a pandemic. It's not like he's trying to get away from me.
Does Ray ever play basketball with Sam Hunt?
Eventually, yeah. Yes, I have hope for him. Sure.
No. No.
Yeah, I think Sam has to do it. He's like already talked about it 20 times. Yes.
You think he's going to be pressured into it by this show?
I think Sam's like, I should probably do this. I've already promised him 10 times.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Why? Can I give you a piece of advice?
Yeah.
Like, you geek out so bad. It's hard to be friends with somebody you geek out over.
True.
It's hard for them to accept you as a friend and a peer if you're a humongous fan.
I know, but I've been that huge fan. It's tough for me to step back
from
that.
You can morph. I mean, look at Garth and myself. I went from being super fan to I see Garth semi-regularly. We talk. I've been back with him backstage at shows, hanging out.
Yeah.
That I've had to transition. But famous people put on their pants one leg at a time.
Nice.
Too. They yes, really they do. And nothing's different about them except they happen to have a skill that we deem socially more valuable than others, which doesn't even make sense. Like, why is a singer super famous, but someone who can do brain surgery at a high level not. It's just what, he's just a normal dude. No need to geek out.
Oh, I'd love to see Ray guarding him on the court.
Maybe we're on the same team, but I think next time, the next move is when he comes in here, I just don't even talk to him.
No.
I'll play hard to get.
Oh, God.
Because he'll be here for St. Jude Radiothon.
Yeah!
Don't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
No, he just turns extreme. Away.
You talking to me? I don't know who you are.
If you were to guard Sam, would you touch him, like his body?
That's my type of defense.
Like you would like put your hands over on his chest. And
the way to really guard somebody, body him up. You got your body against theirs.
Oh, boy.
But would you look forward to bodying up Sam?
Yeah, you just got to kind of roughhouse him a little bit. Bang him in the back a little bit.
What?
You would look forward to banging Sam in the back a little bit?
If it's a hardcore game and I'm trying to win the game?
Okay.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is right.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Got a couple calls here asking for some advice, so let's do it.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
Up first is William in Georgia. William, what's going on?
Yes, sir. I bought my son something for Christmas, and the company that I bought it from, instead of sending me one, they sent me a whole case.
What'd you buy him?
A tablet.
Isn't he a case of tablets?
Who orders a case of tablets?
Yes, you call them.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's talk this through. Hold on. So you ordered your son a tablet. Do you want to say what kind of tablet?
No, I'd like to keep it kind of confidential. I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, draw attention.
Yeah.
Does it rhyme with my pad?
Maybe.
Okay, that's all we need.
Wow.
Okay, you order one, and they send you, I didn't even know these things came in cases.
I don't, but because it had the box, I think whatever employee it was pulled it to ship it, they meant to pull one, but they pulled the whole case of them and sent them to me.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
So you got six tablets sent to your house?
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Sounds like it's more than six.
Is it more than six or is it six?
Six.
Okay.
Oh.
So he has six tablets. Before I get my answer, because we all reacted in different ways.
Oh, man.
Eddie, what do you say?
Merry Christmas. This is the best Christmas ever. You have six tablets. Enjoy it. Yes.
Lunchbox?
Absolutely. Listen, you can send me one. You can send your in-laws one. You can send your parents one. You have Christmas presents for everyone. Congratulations. You hit the jackpot. Sometimes things happen and the mistake, you win.
Amy?
Oh, man. You got to call them and figure out how they want you to return the five. And keep the one. What?
He's yelling at Amy.
Yeah.
I'm not yelling. I just got over COVID, and they shipped them to me, and I opened them while I was still positive. So.
Stop
it. Okay.
Hey, listen.
I'm going to give my real advice here.
Oh, man.
William, you got your tablet plus five. The thing is, the person that sent those five off could probably maybe lose their job if it's found out that they screwed up, depending on who you got it from.
Love it.
If an Apple warehouse is sending them, are they going to be, who knows? Maybe there's somebody over a specific shipment. If you don't, what do you mean you love it? You just told them to keep them.
No, you're saying keep it. No. That way they don't know that it.
Exactly. That's not how it happens. So the other person can say.
I think you call, if you care about somebody else's job, you call back and you say, hey, I was sent five extra tablets. How would you like me to respond?
No chance.
And then they'll tell you. They may say keep them.
Yeah, right.
And you can even say, hey, listen, I had COVID when I got them.
Yeah.
You can say that if that's true, but you have to call.
It's definitely
true. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So it's definitely true. I definitely had it. I've recovered now, thankfully, but, you know, I definitely, you know, while I opened the box while I still had it, you know, because it was a pack shopping from home, you know, isolated. Not much else to do, but yeah, I was just going back and forth because what I wanted to do is I wanted to give one to a kid that's not going to have a good Christmas.
There you go.
No, I get it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is this lunchboxes?
But then he's got four others for himself. No. Here, this is how we're going to finish this. I'm going to give my actual advice here. If you're really worried about this, if you're wondering what you should do, that means there's something going, hey, do the right thing. You need to at least send a message back to them going, hey, I have extra tablets. What should I do? You sent me too many because someone could lose their job because they sent five. Somebody could think they stole them. So you have to hit them back.
Gotcha. Okay, awesome, Bobby. I appreciate the advice. Thanks, guys.
Is he going to take your advice? I don't know. Well, I just don't know.
William, are you going to take my advice, yes or no?
I think so, Bobby. I think we're going to give him a call.
I think so. Well, call us back and let us know.
William.
They may say, okay, you were COVID positive. We can't accept your return. But at least you were honest with them, and you know that they have now gifted those to you.
And say you opened all of them and spit on them.
Exactly.
Oh, man, that is...
William,
but just think if it was your company and you somebody something happened where six things got sent out and they weren't supposed to, and it might really affect you.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
All right, William. Have a good day, bud.
Y'all too. Thank you.
All right, there you go.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
He's not calling.
I think he is.
No chance.
He's like, okay. He's trying to get us off the phone. He's like, okay, I see what you're saying. I got you.
I think he just wanted us to affirm that... He should keep them.
And he got some affirmations back here.
Yeah.
In the peanut gallery.
Kenny in Missouri is on the phone. Kenny, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
Hey, all summer long, I watched my neighbors play basketball out in their driveway, shooting out the roof, shooting in buckets, dribbling around. Me and my girlfriend, we'd like to do something nice, maybe buy them a basketball goal. But we don't know how about going to ask that, talk to their parents. Do we drop it off anonymously? Not sure.
I think if you're okay with it being anonymous, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Some people will want to be acknowledged for it. I mean, if that's what you want, you go ask the parents. But you can just anonymously put it on their porch. And what you do, too, if they have like a ring cam, it's really not that anonymous. Mm-hmm. You know, you put it up, you try to be anonymous, it's still not anonymous. I think you can go buy them the goal and leave a little note. Says, hey, saw the kids playing all year, wanted them to have this. And that's it. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Awesome. That's just, I didn't know if that was overstepping or you know, how to talk to them. But I love the anonymous thing. Just drop it off and watch the little hearts that become happy.
That's cool.
So, love it.
That's it. All right, bud. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks, guys. You too. Bye.
All right. See you later.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
You feel like those two calls were coming from semi the same place, but had a little slightly different outlook on what they should do.
Yep. Totally.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Harry Ulmer works at a Walmart. He's an overnight maintenance man. 2 a.m., he goes outside for his break when he hears, "Help! Help! Help!" A guy had fallen into the Delaware River trying to take a selfie, and this guy had to go save him.
And did he?
Yeah, he saved him, but the guy was trying to take a selfie, climbed over the fence, and was trying to take a selfie next to the Delaware River, fell in, had to call for help, and luckily, Harry was on break.
Well, this is, you know, sometimes, or at least back in the day, there would be Full House and Family Matters would have an episode where they crossed, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You guys remember those episodes?
Sure. Yeah.
This is like a Tell Me Something Good on a Bonehead had a cross.
That's true. Because
the guy's
a
bonehead.
What is the river doing?
This is right. Oh, yeah. It's a bonehead.
Okay, yeah.
For the guy, but then it's a Tell Me Something Good because he saved him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Because he was on break and he was able to help.
Mike, what do you call those episodes?
Crossover.
Is it a crossover?
Yeah, crossover?
Yeah. This is a crossover episode.
Wow.
All right, Lunchbox, that's it.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This guy, Corey Schneider, did not need his grandma's 1997 Ford Crown Vic anymore. So the 34-year-old decided to pay it forward. The St. Petersburg, Florida man turned to Reddit to see if anyone was in need of a free car with 100,000 miles on it. Quote, dang good physical appearance for a 24-year-old car, he wrote. He says he got about 20 direct messages within a few days, with many people sharing that they were actually dealing with tough times because of COVID. He found somebody, Mark Selby, a substitute teacher, and took him the car. While he made it clear you got to be responsible for the title, the cost of registration, another Reddit user stepped up and donated the $400 to be left in the glove box so he could pay all of that as well.
That's awesome.
Isn't that a cool story?
Love it.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Now. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Okay. Amy, you think you're too old to do what?
Shop at Abercrombie.
Hmm. Oh, for sure.
Well, hold on. Let's hear her out. What happened?
Well, so I recently went to the mall with my daughter. We were having a little girl's day, and we walked by, and she thought it smelled good, so she wanted to go in. That place smells just like it did in high school. Still heavy on the cologne, but we go in, and suddenly I'm drawn in by all of the super cute things that they have that seem age appropriate for me, not just my daughter. So she found some things and I found some things and now I'm wearing them and I like them so much that I find myself on the Abercrombie website. And I was thinking about gifting some Abercrombie things to friends, but then they might be wondering, why are you giving me Abercrombie? I don't know. I just feel I'm approaching 40 and it feels too old for me, but I don't care. I think I'm just going to own it because they have some super cute stuff right now.
Is Amy too old for Abercrombie? Eddie?
Yes. Yes. Like, would you guys think anything if I came in dressed like an Abercrombie dude with like my polo?
It's called Abercrombie.
Okay. That's my point. I'm too old to even say it right. And I'm like 2 years older than Amy. Come on. Too old, Amy.
Morgan, what about you? You think she's too old for it?
No, I don't think so. I think brands, like if they adjust with time, which Abercrombie has done, I think Amy's totally fine to keep wearing it. The brands don't matter. It's not like somebody, she's not wearing Abercrombie across her chest.
Oh, those are
cool. She's wearing like sweaters and stuff that you don't even know where it came from. So it really doesn't matter.
Mm. Yeah. I got a cute jacket and some little leopard.
Oh, you already bought it.
I've already bought lots of stuff. It's a problem. And then I started to feel weird about it. And like, I need to not. But then I'm just going to own it. And it's okay. And I figured there might be some people that disagreed. But Eddie, I'm not walking around looking like a teenager. I don't think.
Raymundo, what do you think? Is Amy too old for Abercrombie?
No, she's good because I thought Old Navy was fourth and fifth grader. Not the case. It's maybe my new favorite brand.
Old Navy. See?
That was back to school shopping for us.
I could never afford Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
No. I'm not saying like that, but it's funny how for me, we would go to JCPenney's and we had a credit card.
Oh.
And so we put it on the credit card at JCPenney, or as we called it, Penny's. And then we'd try to pay it off all year. But yeah, okay. Lunchbox, is Amy too old for Abercrombie?
Look, I think Amy's got style. If she wears Abercrombie on the butt, maybe a no-go. But I mean, I can't tell. That sweater could be Abercrombie. I don't know. So if Amy says it's okay, I say it's good to go. But Eddie, you out of touch? Yes, you cannot shop at Abercrombie.
Like a couple years ago, I went to the mall like for Christmas shopping or something, and I saw American Eagle, and I walked in there and I bought some jeans from American Eagle, and I brought them home, and my wife laughed at me. I was like... Okay, so no, yeah, no.
Okay, American Eagle has really cute things too, though.
I think if you want it, wear it.
And
if you feel good in it, great. It doesn't matter.
Right, and age is just a number, right?
No, but still, if you feel good in it,
did the cashier say, oh, your daughter's going to love this?
Age isn't just a number, but if you feel good, great. You know what you like to wear.
Okay.
Don't let anybody tell you what you can and can't wear.
But will you wear Abercrombie? Because they have some cute stuff for guys.
I don't think it's for me, but if someone brought me something that was like, hey, this is Abercrombie, if they didn't tell me and I liked it, and then they're like, oh, it's also Abercrombie. You're like, oh, who knew? They're making adult clothes now. Although, am I too old to wear hoodies? I wear them all the time. You know, that's something that I wonder.
No, and I think you can wear a backwards hat, too.
Well, I don't do that, really.
But you could.
But I don't. The only time my hat goes backwards, if I'm on an airplane, I need to rest my head on the seat in front of me. Because you can't do it with the bill.
Oh, but you can't do that anymore anyway.
Yeah, true. You're good, Amy.
Okay, thank you.
I did go to the mall, and I saw Santa was in the mall, but he was wearing a mask.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so bad for him. And I was going to post a picture on my Instagram going, poor Santa has to wear a mask. And he saw me about to grab my phone.
He knew your intentions.
And he looked at me and was like, I could just tell by his eyes. He was like, please don't.
You're like, I'm already embarrassed.
A red velvet one or just a
No, it was
mask?
Just a white one. Mm. Poor Santa can't even be at the store with the kids now without a mask on. Go to our Facebook page. It's Amy Too Old for Abercrombie. Bobby Bones Show Facebook page.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, old song.
Now you sound old
song.
Take her if I have one. What?
Wish.
Wish.
Yeah.
We could get lost in the summer.
Nope.
For the summer.
Nope.
Here we go. Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, the Bobby Bones Show.
Yeah. If you're looking for a fun podcast to listen to, I'll recommend Movie Mike's Movie Podcast. If you type in Movie Mike. This week, it's all about the most rewatchable Christmas movies. Amy, what would you put on that list as the
Elf.
Most rewatchable? Elf?
Elf.
Eddie?
Christmas Story. Easy, because you're going to watch it over and over during Christmas anyway.
Never seen it.
Oh, Bones. Once you watch it once, you're going to watch it a lot.
I understand the references to it. The leg lamp.
You'll shoot your eye out.
The BB gun.
Sure.
But I've never seen it. Lunchbox?
I would say a Christmas Story has to be it. That's the only one I ever really watched. Never seen the Tim Allen one. Everybody says,
"Oh,
great.
The Santa Claus." Is what I was going to say.
Never really? Seen it.
Loved it.
Well, there are multiple ones, right? One, two, and
yeah. But I mean, like any okay. one is the
like
best.
Like Home Alone.
The one, not a Christmas movie.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Why is three not Christmas at all? How can you have the same sequel and one of them not be Christmas if it's a Christmas movie?
Well, what's three? I haven't even seen
Lost
three.
In New York.
No, that's
over
good.
Christmas
that's
time.
Check out Movie Mike's movie podcast where he talks about this and goes through all of them. Okay, that's what's up. Coming up in a second, we're going to play the game. Never going to get it. We'll give away cash. We'll give away a gift card. All you have to do is answer this impossible trivia question. That's next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On the phone right now is Paige. Paige, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I'm great.
Where do you live?
I live in Norfolk, Virginia.
Well, we appreciate you spending a little time with us this morning. We're going to give you a chance to win a $50 Marathon gas gift card. You could use some gas, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, not only will you win this, but you will also win $20 in cash from me.
Woo!
Ooh, because yeah. we're going to play Ooh. Never Gonna Get It.
Okay.
So I'm going to read a question here, and you pick who you think will get it, okay? And now they're not Googling. The reason we don't let her pick is because she could Google it. Let's be honest. But the show will not. We're watching them. Here is the Never Gonna Get It question. About 1 in 6 Americans will call this person today. Who is it? About 1 in 6 Americans will call this person today. Who is it? Now, the show's thinking about it here. Now, Paige, you have Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, Morgan, and Raymundo all playing. Which of these folks on the show do you feel like you mostly connect with?
I would say Amy.
Okay. Wow. Why so?
I mean, she's awesome. Mm.
And you're awesome. Yeah.
You're awesome. Okay.
Does everyone have their answer?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I got this one. That was easy. This is the easiest one we've ever done.
Amy does not have an answer.
But just because she most relates to me, that doesn't mean she's picking
no,
me.
No. I just asked her who she related to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that it'll go with me on this one.
About 1 in 6 Americans will call this person today. Who is it? Let me know when you get your answer, Amy.
Okay.
Everybody's in? Okay. Who has a confidence level of over 8 out of 10?
Me.
Oh. Who has a confidence level under 3?
Me.
Okay. And Ray and Morgan are in the middle. Who do you like, Paige? Who do you want to go with? You've heard their confidence levels.
Oh, Lunchbox.
That's what I'm talking about, Paige. Oh, finally, you came to the dark side. Let's go. I'm going to get you that gas, fill up that tank, girl, get you on a little road trip down to the Target and Walmart and, you know, Cracker Barrel. Woo, let's go.
The dark side has cookies.
About 1 in 6 Americans will call this person today. Who is it? Lunchbox, she has picked you.
Yeah.
You go first.
The doctor. Boom. That's right. Try to call the doctor. Always packed. Why? Because people call in every single day. Let's go. Time to get paid.
Did anyone else say the doctor?
I did.
Wow. You did?
COVID times.
Yep.
Today, 1 of 6 people are going to be calling
one
the doctor.
On top.
Get away. I'm not giving you a high
on
five.
On top.
Nope.
Hey, Paige.
So, well.
You can stay with Lunch's answer of the doctor, or you can go, you know what? That's not for me, and move to somebody else. What would you like to do?
I'm going to stay with Lunchbox.
She likes it.
Yeah.
The answer is...
Wait, I don't get to guess?
Well, hold on. It may not matter if he gets it.
Oh, okay.
The answer is not the doctor.
Oh.
All right, Paige. But there is a bonus round.
All right. There you go.
Amy, Morgan, or Raymundo, who would you like to pick now? You're out. Sorry, guys.
Thought we got back in because it's bonus round.
Morgan.
Okay. Morgan, what do you have?
I said your mom, or like their mom. Because I call my mom every day, so I'm confident in that.
Paige, do you want to stay with that or move?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. The answer is not their mom.
Oh. It's a good one.
Yeah, 1 in 6 don't have a mom.
Amy?
I did not have that.
What'd you put?
I put 911.
Dang.
What's happening in your neighborhood? Not right.
No.
Raymundo?
Yeah, a lot of bad kids out there. I put call the teacher.
Interesting. Nobody got it today.
Okay, so...
1 in 6 Americans will call themselves because they've misplaced their phone and they've got to try to call their number.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
That's true.
Okay.
That seems ridiculous. Sure.
Paige, you didn't win. I'm very sorry.
Oh, no.
I know.
Dang, Paige. That sucked.
I feel bad for her. That was hard.
I mean, Paige, like, we've tried, Paige.
That was a hard
one. Paige, you felt doctor was good. You came to the dark side, and the dark side took the cookies away. Sorry.
All right, I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't understand the cookies and dark side, but...
Do we want to give her another...
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, Amy.
Do we want to give her another chance tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I'll do it tomorrow, yeah.
We do. Paige, do you want to play again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Okay. Stay on the phone 1 second. There's Paige. She did not win today.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So here's a clip of Pat Sajak on Wheel of Fortune getting testy with a contestant. Apparently, he was unhappy with the contestant's attitude. But then even realized he went a little too far.
Where else would you keep an oven?
Well, for sure, in the kitchen. But a who calls it a kitchen oven?
Don't. You won. Don't I won. I apologize. Darren. Hey, well, you got the puzzle. Ungrateful players. I've had it.
No, I'm just teasing.
Pat Sajak is one of the best game show hosts that's ever existed. He doesn't get a lot of credit, but he's still kicking.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, possibly the biggest game show of our life consistently. Mm-hmm. Name a bigger one. Price is Right?
Yeah. Is that still going?
Yeah. Drew
Jeopardy.
Carey.
Yeah.
Jeopardy. And those are all in the same category there. And he's the only one that's still originally hosting.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep on Pat Sajak when they give out the award for game show host of the lifetime.
We'll be watching.
Okay. Amy, what's coming up in the pile?
Well, a country artist might be getting into politics and giving you some competition, Bobby.
Okay.
And then the coronavirus is causing negative reviews on Amazon. I'll tell you for what product.
Are they reviewing coronavirus? I would also give it a negative review. Yeah. It's shut down a lot of my life.
No stars.
No, it's a product we all use. It's weird.
All right. Those are coming up next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So get this. The average review scores for scented candles have trended down on Amazon this year, and that coincides with the rise in coronavirus cases. So the theory is people who are losing their sense of smell are complaining that they can't smell the candles.
That's funny.
It's funny, but I don't think that's real.
Probably not, but that's funny.
Because you lost your smell.
I did.
But you knew you lost your smell.
Yes.
But
I
you
knew
don't
it.
Have it fully back.
And I think by now everyone knows that it's part of having corona. You may lose your smell.
Are you back?
I'd say 80%.
See?
Still not all the way.
No,
so if
man.
He got a candle right now, he'd be like, this candle is okay. Whereas if we smelled it, we were like, ooh, this smells good.
But wouldn't he know he had coronavirus and wouldn't hold it against the candle company?
You know, people like to write a review about stuff.
Okay, what else?
So 1 in 3 people say that a cheesy pickup line has actually worked on them before. According to a poll that was done, the most cringeworthy line that has been used before is, I got my library card, so now I'm checking you out. Okay. Have you used that one, Lunchbox?
No, not that one. That's weak.
I think there's a confidence to knowing it's cheesy and still using it. And I don't think it works most of the time, but I do think occasionally, if the environment's right and you go up and say something really dopey, it does break the ice.
I know that you're saying right now for men doing it, but it says here that cheesy pickup lines work more for women when they do them to men.
Well, the line that I got a lot from women was, stop talking to me. And I never really felt like that worked
not,
for
I don't
me.
Think not that's a pickup line.
Oh, you don't think that was it?
No.
I don't think so.
Hey, right.
They really
listen,
meant it.
Do you like raisins?
No, they're disgusting. I mean, they put them in cereal. Like, that's the worst
okay,
kind of
cereal. Right, away.
Never
walk
mind.
Away.
No, because I was going to say, well, how do you feel about a date?
And they're a little better, you know. Okay. But still, Raisin Bran, worst cereal ever.
Are you a time traveler?
No, but I love time traveling
no.
shows. I was telling Kaylin last night, we're talking about kinds of shows.
Because brought up your girlfriend in this?
I'm watching. Oh,
I mean, your fiance?
I'm watching Umbrella Academy, and this season they're going back in time. What?
Nothing. I just read another photo.
What was the time travel one? Sorry.
Oh, because I can see you in my future.
Okay, and give me one more before we change.
Okay, my name is Microsoft. Can I crash at your place tonight?
Okay, perv. All right, give me another one.
Justin Moore says he would be interested in running for office someday. The story made me think of you, Bobby.
Okay, stealing my...
Here we go.
Okay, stealing what... He can be my lieutenant governor.
He
stop
runs
it.
For governor when you run
for... Right, because he's from Arkansas.
Yeah, stop it, Justin
I think
Moore.
I found your rival.
Go ahead.
He knows that politics can get a little goofy, but, if he ran, he feels like he could make a difference. And he's only 36 years old, so he's got a lot of life ahead of him to do that.
Yeah, you need to pump the brakes, Justin Moore. You need to support me in my gubernatorial campaign. All right, is that it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's right, my pile.
There you go.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So
So a mom in Ohio came home to a wonderful surprise. There were some packages left in her front door. She said, I didn't order anything. So she opens the huge packages, and it's a basketball hoop in one package, and in the other, it's a brand new basketball. And she's like, what is this? Turns out that the FedEx driver, who's been doing that route for years, just noticed that their son, Elijah, has a terrible basketball hoop. It's old. It's worn out. So she just went out of her way and said, you know what? I'm going to gift him a basketball hoop and a brand new basketball.
That's really cool.
Aubrey is the name of the FedEx driver. Pretty awesome.
Wow. That's awesome. I had a guy call me the other day from Kroger outside. Speaking of that, random deliveries. Have I told this story?
I don't know.
Okay. And he calls, hey, I'm here, because sometimes we'll order groceries. We don't want to go to the grocery store if we don't have to be around folks and COVID times.
And it's free.
Yeah. Well, a little, not fully.
Well, maybe they jack up the price a little bit, but okay.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, I'm here for Kroger. And I'm like, all right, where are you? I'm at the front door. I didn't order anything from Kroger. He goes, you at the front door? I said, okay, just leave it there. And he goes, I can't. So why not? He goes, I don't know. Some animal's looking at me. I was like, that's my bulldog. Don't worry about it.
Animals looking at him.
And he's like, no, there's an animal out here. I'm like, my dog's out? He goes, well, I guess. You better get out here. And so I go out. I don't see my anything. I don't see a guy from Kroger. I said, he hung up. He thought I was coming outside. Called me back. Hey, where are you? I was like, did you come in the gate? Wrong house. The whole thing. We're running around.
Don't worry. It's just my bulldog. Yeah. He's cool.
He probably get ate up by some wolf.
Yeah. He probably had some like.
There's no bulldog. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby
Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban is lending his voice to the Netflix animated movie Back to the Outback. The film is about a group of Australia's deadliest creatures who escape a zoo. The movie will be out next fall. Carrie Underwood revealed in a new interview that she was terrified of performing in front of judges while on American Idol. She said she'd get nervous the way she did in church for the first time, and then she'd say a prayer. Lady A shared that their new song, Christmas Through Your Eyes, was written for their children.
So that was a special moment, something that only kind of could have happened at this point in time in our lives, our careers. So it was a special, special day to write that, have that on the record, and that be something stamped in history for, you know, for our kids, really.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Let's go!
Amy, what's up with your kids in school?
Well, I thought they were both going to be out this first part of this week doing virtual learning from home after Thanksgiving, but my daughter is at home virtually, and my son had to go to school. So, we got him there, but it wasn't very easy because he doesn't understand that his sister gets to stay home and work on a computer and he has to actually go in.
Why? Why?
They just divided it up. I guess the elementary schools have had less of an issue. The elementary school students, they can handle that better. And then the junior high, they just decided to keep home. They're maybe not as responsible as the younger ones. Not quite sure, but.
So what did your son think about it whenever she got to stay home?
Oh, he was not having it at all. But then, you know, I just explained that if he missed school and stayed home, we don't have anything virtual for him. Doesn't mean he gets to watch TV or hang out or do anything. He's going to just have to read and then he'll get zeros at school. And then that kind of, he doesn't want to get more zeros at school.
He cares about zeros?
Yeah, I think his teachers had a talk with him that because he hasn't been that keen on homework lately. And they explained to him, hey, if you don't start doing your stuff, you're getting really behind. And he came home one day and was like, my teacher says I'm behind. So, and I said, oh, man, buddy, I've been telling you that for a while. But hearing it from someone else is super helpful. So once I told him about the zeros and that it'd be no fun at home, he agreed to go.
Your kids, Eddie?
Yeah, same. Yeah, so my older son, he's doing remote at home learning while the other two go to school.
Wow.
So same situation in our house. But my problem, Bones, is that I'm always like, my answer to everything is like, well, that's life. And I don't know if that's a good answer, but that's just my go-to. They were just like, it's not fair. They get to stay home or whatever. And I'm just like, that's life. You're going to have to deal with it. And they don't take it very well. So I'm going to have to start looking for another answer.
They're also like 8.
Right.
They don't get that that's life.
They don't.
Yeah. So
let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Did you hear how the zombie bodybuilder hurt his back?
I did not.
He was deadlifting.
Deadlifting.
He's dead.
Okay. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, we are the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
So over the break, the few days for Thanksgiving, I watched a couple things. I did finish The Queen's Gambit, which was really good on Netflix.
The chess show.
Yeah. It's good. It's real good. Caitlin liked it too. And it was 7 episodes. They're all like 48 minutes. It took a little bit at first to go, what am I watching? But it ended up being really good. It's, I think, the most viewed Netflix show in that like first week ever. It just Netflix just keeps breaking records. Mm-hmm. So that was good, and a lot of people recommended that. And I was like, well, if a lot of my friends think this is good, I'll probably think it's good. So check it out. Queen's Gambit, liked it. You watch it?
I've started it, but only one episode, and that was a little bit ago.
Oh.
And you gave up?
No, because I have, time, for one, and then other things have taken precedence.
Well, then we're also 2 episodes into the Missing Link, or what's it called?
Huh?
What's it called?
Wait, the Undoing?
Yeah, that one.
Oh,
yeah.
Missing Link. Good.
We're 2 episodes into The Undoing.
Okay.
That's good. What hooked me.
It's good.
It's really good.
I'm only 2 episodes in. I was more into The Queen's Gambit at 2 episodes than I was The Missing Link.
Well, but then also The Crown came back.
Or the, what's it called again?
The Undoing. The Undoing Bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know what The Undoing was about until the very end of the first episode. The whole time I'm just watching going, when's something going to happen here?
Nicole Kidman's in it.
I'll say this. Caitlin loves The Undoing. Maybe more than The Queen's Gambit.
Really?
Yeah. So, and that's on HBO. Mm-hmm. The Queen's Gambit's on Netflix. But that's pretty much all I watched. Do you watch anything? Any movies or anything?
We watched Mulan, the newest one. And it was so good. The whole family loved it. We watched The Sixth Sense because my daughter wanted to watch something scary. But that's the only kind of scary I wanted to watch. And I hadn't seen it in a long time. And it's still holds up really good. And then Christmas with the Cranks, which is another Tim Allen Christmassy movie. It's not as good as Santa Claus, but it still has some funny moments. The kids would like it.
Now, speaking of Christmas movies, check out Movie Mike's movie podcast. He talks about the most rewatchable Christmas movies. Amy, The Christmas with the Cranks, I just pulled it up on Rotten
Tomatoes.
Has
5%.
5% positive.
Trust me. Oh, well, I saw that before. Well, my son picked it out, and we were all just dreading it. But my daughter got to pick Mulan, so then the next time we watched something, my son picked Christmas with the Cranks, and we all saw that on the screen. 5% splat.
It's like that green splat.
And so everyone just kind of got their phones out, and we popped some popcorn. And we're like, oh, great. But it actually is better than 5%. That's rude.
Would you recommend it?
I would recommend it on a slow day, on an evening that we've exhausted all of their options and you have a 10-year-old that really wants to watch it. So you take one for the team.
So you recommend watching it if you're taking one for the team. That's not a recommendation.
It's not 5%, though. It's higher than that.
I do recommend The Queen's Gambit, and I do recommend The Undoing.
I do, too.
Yeah. Are you done with The Undoing?
No.
Because the finale was a couple nights ago. And people were posting memes about what happened on the finale. And I was like, stop posting.
Why do people do that?
Just stop.
Yeah, because it's taken some twists and turns. Like, I don't even know.
I don't even know.
That's not giving anything away.
I thought maybe there were no more twists and turns, and now it's been spoiled.
All right. Okay, never mind. There's no twists and turns. Straight. You know who did it.
All right, great. Coming up, we're going to play the Country Christmas Game, where I have a Christmas song sang by a bunch of country artists. You just have to name who the artist is.
All right.
It's the same exact song sang differently by each artist.
It's the same song?
Same song.
It's funny.
But they're all sang by different people, and you have to name who it is singing it. We're going to do that coming up next.
Bobby Bones, yo. The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey. It is December 1st, so whether or not you like Christmas music, chances are you're going to be eating a lot of it. And I'm okay with it now. I like Christmas music. So I'm going to play you a country artist doing Jingle Bells. All you have to do is name the artist singing Jingle Bells. Again, they're all singing the same song. This is an example.
Dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Willie Nelson.
There you, no, not George Strait.
Oh, my gosh.
But yes. You would have missed it and you'd be out, but that was an example.
What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song.
You did that on purpose, right?
No. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Name the artist singing Jingle Bells. It's Survivor style. Got to stay in to win.
Ugh.
First one up.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright.
You struggling?
I had to scratch out. Tonight.
Did you go?
Who'd you scratch out?
I scratched out Dolly.
Okay, and who'd you put?
I put Reba.
Eddie?
Yeah, I thought Dolly at first, but then I put Reba.
Amy?
Reba.
Reba. The answer is Reba. Okay, name this person singing Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is.
Lunchbox?
That's easy. That's my girl Dolly.
Eddie?
Now that one's Dolly.
Amy?
Dolly.
Correct. I like it on this song when they go, ha, ha, ha. Play it again. They should always do this part.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. It's part of the song.
Yeah, you need to get ha, 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 ha in there. Next up, can you name this country artist singing Jingle Bells?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle
Lunchbox?
Bell.
Lunchbox?
Man, I'm just going to go off the vibe. I felt like that was an island vibe. I put Kenny Chesney.
Eddie?
From the islands, man, Kenny Chesney.
Oh, Amy? Yeah.
Kenny Chesney.
It is. The
steel drums.
Yeah. Nice. Good job, everybody.
Thank you.
Next up, can you name this? They get a little harder now.
Oh,
can
that
you
name was hard.
This country artist doing Jingle Bells.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the
way. Lunchbox, your answer?
George Strait.
Eddie?
That is George Strait, bro.
Amy?
George Strait.
Correct. You guessing at that one?
I felt okay about it, but I was like, Bobby said they're going to get harder, so that's maybe too obvious.
Next up.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, it's making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Well, jingle bells, jingle bells.
It's a tough one because there's a few artists that sound like that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox, did he have?
Oh, what fun it is to ride.
I'll put Alan Jackson.
Not one of the artists that I was thinking sounded like that, but okay.
I mean, I have no idea.
Eddie?
I'm going to go with Josh Turner.
What?
Jingle Bells.
What? I'm going to be the only one that gets this.
Oh, you don't think that Eddie,
oh, you
right?
think I'm wrong?
You don't think I got it right?
Are you so sure about yours?
I thought I was.
Yeah, what do you have?
Garth Brooks.
No, that is not Garth. Have you listened to Garth Brooks?
And she laughed at our answer.
Yeah.
Eddie, come on now.
None of you are right.
What? Yeah!
Oh, that was very much Garth. Listen for it.
No, I'm...
Jingle bells.
Okay, that's you. Okay, that's Scotty McCreery.
Oh,
play it again so they can hear it.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
Well, nobody got it, so now we got to go to speed round.
Oh, okay. Boy.
Buzz in with your name as soon as you know who this is. Here we go.
Dashing through the snow.
Eddie. Alan Jackson.
Alan Jackson is?
You've got to be kidding me.
Correct.
You've got to be kidding me.
Eddie, what would you like to say to all your
fans?
Hey, everybody, Merry Christmas! Yes!
Nice again. The Bobby Bones Show. Got an email from someone asking about a raise. What do they need to do to get a raise? I'll read it in the mailbag coming up in just a second. Also, we got a mom, left a voicemail, asking some advice about her kids and play dates and how she should be, you know, reacting to the current situation. We'll do that as well. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you want to call us, 877-77-BOBBY. And don't forget, Thursday and Friday, so many massive guests. Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, on and on, playing for St. Jude as we do our St. Jude Radiothon Thursday and Friday of this week. All right, back in 1 second. Yes, Bobby Bones. Hey, thank you guys. because you send us a lot of emails. We try to get to as many of them as possible. Let's open up the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. I've been working at my current job now for a year and 7 months. April was my one-year work anniversary. I got my review, which normally at this time, our company would give you a raise. However, since my review was at the start of COVID, my company expressed to me that due to the uncertainty of the pandemic, they can't give out raises at the moment. I was told it would be revisited in the future. However, 7 months later, it's not been brought up again. Is it appropriate to bring this up with my boss given the current pandemic? Would love to know your thoughts. Thank you. Would like to stay anonymous. It's a pretty easy one. It's not time to go back yet. Everything's still happening. You know, I think once the vaccine is readily available, I think it's time to go back and say, hey, let's do another review. And you don't ask for a raise again. It'll be another year since. You go back and go, hey, can we do another review? Then when you get another glowing review, you say, hey, now can I bring up the fact that you guys would normally give raises? That's the time and place to do it. It's not now. I mean, there was a time when all of us gave up a big part of our check to the company to make sure that other folks could keep a job. And so it's just the environment we're in right now. A lot of people don't have jobs, you know. Be grateful that you have a job that's continuing to work and they haven't cut the position. So, no, the answer is no. You don't go back and ask for it.
Hey, Bones, what about, like, just asking? Like, hey, boss, been about 7 months, just wondering. No pressure, just wondering if there's any change in that.
This is what they're going to say. No change. The company's struggling to break even, stay afloat. But as soon as we get out of this current financial situation, we'll hit you back.
Okay.
And you can never count on them to come to you to go, hey, we need to have exactly. That talk about your raise.
Right.
Ever. No one wants to voluntarily give you anything. But it's okay to ask for it. Heck, it's okay if you want to go in today and ask. I'm just telling you nothing's going to come from it. And then you're going to be seen as a guy who's asking for a raise all the time. Or a girl. They didn't leave their name here. So wait till April. Get your next review. That's when the vaccine's probably going to be out and available. And then get it in. How you feel about that?
I think that's good advice.
You know, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here's another advice question. This is Erica in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that left this voicemail.
I am a mother to three little kids. They love playing outside in our neighborhood with the neighborhood kids. Now that the weather is getting cold, I'm concerned that they want to go play in these people's houses that I don't really know. And I'm not sure if I should ask to go inside the people's houses to kind of scope it out, make sure it's safe, because I don't know these people really at all. So I guess I'm just asking for advice on how I can initiate play dates at other people's houses, making sure that it's a safe situation for my children.
I think it's a great question and an extremely fair question.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't be out of line when worried about your kid's safety. You can be a helicopter parent, but still, that's loving. I think you can absolutely not go over and scope it out, but go over and go knock on their door in their house and be like, hey, you know, our kids are going to be hanging out doing play dates. If you guys ever want to come over and see where they're going to be playing, that's great, which gives you the opportunity to be over inside of where they're playing. I think you're absolutely in line. I didn't think about that. Play dates are going to be inside now. Amy, what's your advice?
Oh, 100%. I wouldn't like go knock on the door and then try to see every single
room. Poke your head in a mealy.
Oh, hey, just want to pop in here. But I think Bobby's idea is a good approach where you could say, hey, you're welcome to come see what the setup is at our house. But 100%, you need to meet the parents and get to know them if your kids are going to be playing over there. Coronavirus or not, I don't know if she's worried about that specifically because now kids are indoors. But also just, all scary things that can happen if you don't. Even if you know the people, you never know that you're trusting them to have your child in their home. You should definitely get to know them.
Yeah, you got kids that do group plays.
Yeah. And actually recently my wife, this happened to us where it was a few weeks ago where somebody in the neighborhood wanted my kids to go over and come hang out at the house. So what my wife did was like, I don't really know them that well, so I'm going to go with them for the first play date, which she did, hung out with them for a couple of hours and then saw kind of what their house was like, figured out how the family was and if it was going to be a safe environment, and then said, yeah, sure, cool, we can do this.
Thank you for your voicemail. You can call us, 877-77-BOBBY, or you can email us. Morgan, what's that email address?
mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a woman in Washington, D.C. out riding one of those scooters. Woo, woo, boom. She gets hit by a car and the car pins her underneath. And oh no, what are you going to do? Luckily, there's a group of Marines walking by. They run over, pop the trunk of the car, get the jack out, hoo, 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 jack up the car and pull the lady out, save her life.
That's some quick jack work. That's like race car.
Yeah.
Pit stop stuff. Got him. Chuck, Sean, go. That's awesome. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Now this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
My kitchen is a disaster right now. We have no fridge, which I've talked about before. It went out. We couldn't find one quickly to replace it. We had a guy that, I don't know, sells fridges. I don't even know if it's like a back alley thing. But he hits me up and goes, we don't have any fridges. Like, they're all on back order basically till March. We're using a college fridge in the house, like a small one, for basically waters and bacon. My garbage disposal went out. And not only went out, a garbage disposal floods upward.
Oh, yeah.
So the sink is completely full of just disgusting mess.
Wait. It was that way. I saw that on Sunday, and it was disgusting. So it's still that way?
Well, there's an update that I'm about to share. I was just setting all that up. So the plumber just came to the house to fix it.
Okay.
And so Caitlin just texted me. Goes, I'm so stupid. Because I'm the one that said, it's broken. The plumber's here now. He's working. Apparently, there's a reset button.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, at the bottom.
On the disposal? On the
bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. So you just had to pay a plumber to come out and tell you that.
So I wrote, LOL. She said there's a lot of strawberries and rotted cherries that he had to dig out, though.
Bobby Waters?
Which are from Bobby Waters, which I just dump in there, and I guess I don't turn the disposal on.
Huh.
So they just go down there and rot. This is all my fault.
Yeah.
And now I wonder what I did to break the refrigerator.
Because it's got to be your fault,
too. It's got to be my fault. But we're.
It probably doesn't need to be plugged in.
No, no. I had someone come and look at it, but that's what we're dealing with right now. Just can't find a fridge. Tried to order a couple of them. And we have it's a small fridge, too. It's not even. So it's nothing crazy, but they're like, we don't have anything till summer.
No, it's a mixture of coronavirus, like production, overseas shipping, because I was trying to buy a deep freezer, same thing. And when I went, they looked at me like, oh, okay, well, let me see when we can get you one next year. Okay. Thanks for your help.
All right, let's do the news.
Bobby's big
story.
Which one do you want first? The Kelly Clarkson divorce story that has to do with money or children born to parents? If they're better, older or younger parents.
I'll take the parents one first and then Kelly.
Do you want the Kelly one still?
Yeah.
You looked a little like, I don't know.
I know, because it's like so private.
Well, it's not, because it's in the news.
Right.
It's
not private. Is she putting it in the news?
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay.
First up, researchers discovered that children born to older parents tend to have less external behavior issues, such as aggression or disobedience. They also are more proper and well-mannered when their parents are at or over 35 years old. Behavioral experts say it's possible that some of the reason why older parents have children with fewer problems is that older parents have more resources and higher levels of education. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a kid yet. I do probably expect one in the next couple years. We're not trying to have a kid right now. She's not pregnant now. And I'll be at least 41.
At least.
You'll be
41. Turning 42.
Yeah, that'd be quick. I'm saying at least. And, you know, I was always scared to death to have a kid because I was broke most of my life. Now I actually feel like it is the right time. I don't feel bad. I sacrificed a lot in my career to have to wait. But also, it was the right person that came along, too.
You mean you sacrificed a lot personally?
Yeah.
For your career?
Yeah. Okay. What'd I say?
You said I sacrificed a lot in my career. And I was like, no.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
No,
I was very dialed into only their career for such a long time.
Right.
But I feel like now I finally am comfortable with going, okay, I can bring a kid into the world. Like, I feel like it needs diapers. I can now finally afford them. But Eddie would tell other friends, he's like, hey, it didn't matter how much. Like, it's always going to push the limit.
It was very weird for us. And there was a friend. I remember when we got pregnant with our first kid, and I was talking to a friend of mine that I worked with, and I said, dude, I don't know what to do. I don't have any money, and I have a kid on the way. And he said, quote, it just works out. I can't explain it to you, but it just works out. And that's exactly what happened to us. It just worked out. We didn't have any money, but we made it through.
Some of that just working out, though, for me was we didn't get to eat all the meals.
Sure. I think there's a lot of sacrifice that comes with it just works out. But somehow you survive and you get through it.
Yeah. Well, older parents rock. Yes.
Yeah, that's you, dude.
Yes. Okay, there's the first story. Go ahead.
Bobby's
other
story.
I'm going to be using my walker to get into the kids' bedroom.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I'm here to see you.
They're going to be changing you instead of you changing.
Okay, you've been sitting on that one.
That was a good one, Amy.
No, actually, I just thought of it.
You've been sitting on that one.
Literally just came to me.
Kelly Clarkson has won a round in her divorce from her ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock. A judge has awarded the singer primary custody of the couple's two children, 6-year-old River and 4-year-old Remington. Here's the thing that stands out. Brandon is seeking $436,000 in monthly spousal support and child support.
Wow.
$436,000 a month. That's a lot, huh? Kelly's offered to pay for all the kids' expenses, but they say that Brandon wants, you know, on top of that, another $300,000.
What did he do or what does he do?
Manager.
I
forget. He's a successful manager. I think they say he's worth about $10 million.
Okay.
And he needs that much money?
I'm just reading to you what People is reporting.
Goodness. But hey, you know what? No. Actually, pay the man. Pay the man. Women do this all the time and we say, oh yeah, she deserves it. Give him his money.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I asked what he did. He maybe sacrificed certain things so that she could go on the road and perform and do things she wanted to do. Maybe he isn't entitled to some of her earnings. I don't know. What? Bobby, you know if it was a woman, you would be saying the same thing.
Yep. That's why we got to give it to Brandon. Let's go. Team Brandon.
But I don't know anything about him. I don't.
I would say that we should just look into it further and make a decision then. So if they'll give me all of their...
Yeah, we'll break it down for them. We'll break down their very private moment in their life.
My only point was, I don't know what's happening in their life. We never know what's happening in folks' lives. But $436,000 a month.
A lot of money.
$436,000. Wait, $436. Yeah.
$436,000 a month.
Whatever.
$100,000. Was it?
I said 40. That's what we said, right?
That's what she said. Yeah. She said 436,000.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's what
it,
guys.
I don't know. I'm not hitting on all cylinders today.
Yeah.
For once, Amy's got us.
It's very rare.
Ever since the great Wagyu debate of the Bobby Bone Show.
Wagyu.
When she came in teaching us that those cows mean massage cows.
Hey, I'm still mind blown over
me
that.
Me too. I was thinking about that last night. You know, sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and you're just like, whoa. Last night, it was like 2 o'clock. I was like, whoa, cows get massages.
I'll never forget the way you looked at me and said, Amy, that's not true.
But no, what I meant was like, that's not true. Like that can't, not,
yeah. Yeah,
I wasn't.
Almost like a get out of here.
I wasn't just, and that doesn't mean you have to leave the room when I say get out of here, Amy.
Okay. communication and how you receive. See, we all have different filters.
Yes.
When someone says something, we take it through our filter. And of course, I never feel like I'm right around you. So I took it as he must really think I'm wrong.
Well, I also feel like you're never right around me too. So it worked. You nailed it.
Bobby's Big
Story.
Thank you.
The Bobby Bone Show.
Here's the tease that's going to hook you into the next segment. Raymundo sent me this. My wife was having a minor little earache that's been bothering her. You'll never guess what object they pulled out of her ear.
I don't
Ooh, this is good.
Okay. Hooked.
I know. Do you want to guess what they pulled out of her ear?
Sure.
Go ahead.
A cockroach.
Spider.
No.
Oh,
spider. What?
Spider. Oh. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Cockroach, spider. Amy, what's your guess?
Like a earring, like a tiny earring. I don't know. Does she have her ears pierced up here?
She top ear pierced, Ray?
I do not believe so.
Oh.
You do not know.
I don't analyze.
You do not know on a boat. You do not know on a coat.
How do you not know?
Okay. You say your ring. You say.
Spider.
You say.
Cockroach.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Mr. Bobby Bones.
Hey, come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Raymundo sent to me. My wife was having a minor little earache. It's been bothering her, and you'll never guess what object they pulled out of her ear. Our guesses are...
Earring.
Spider.
Cockroach.
Is anyone right, Raimundo?
No.
What is it?
It was off and on, and sometimes we didn't even think it was anything, but we went to the Minute Clinic, and she was in there for about 10 minutes. They figured out right away what it was, and it was sand from Maui when we went there over a year ago.
How did they identify Maui?
Wow. I mean, that's the only beach we've been to.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
They were like, well, it tastes like...
It's Hawaiian. Mm.
It's a real oaky... So she had sand in her ear that just chilled?
Yeah, I mean, those waves are pretty intense out there in the Hawaiian Islands, and it would just hit her into the ground, and that's where it would scoop up sand and just store in her ear.
And so her ear just started hurting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it would happen a lot, and then it would go away, and then we just said, get it checked out, and that was it. She had a little souvenir from our trip.
You know what happened last night was Caitlin hurt her neck. She doesn't know how, but she's like, my neck is killing me. And so it kept getting worse. So about 11 o'clock last night, I was like, hey, I'm going to go get you something. So went to Walgreens and I bought two different heating pads. One big one that you could just put on you and one you could sleep on. And so as I drive up to it and I'm pulling out, they have signs all up behind the guy at Walgreens saying, we don't have the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Did you see the signs?
Yeah, they're right when you walk in, too. It's like before you even walk in, they want you to see it so you don't go in and ask for it.
They were like, they were a lot of questions.
No COVID-19 vaccines. Yeah. And I said, hey, guy. I don't say guy. I said, hey, man.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
I said, hey, man, do people come in here asking for the vaccine? He's like, about 100 people a day come
in
here.
Wow, guys.
And they're just asking if we have them in stock yet.
Huh.
And I'm like, what do you tell them? And he goes, they're not out for anyone yet. And I'm like, oh, those idiots. And then I walk out and I almost walk into the walking out the wrong door. Yeah. I'm like, those idiots. And I walk right out the end door and it won't open. And I look at him and I'm like, I'm also an idiot too. And then I walked out the door. But that was it. And then just trying to get her neck better. But that was the whole story. I do have some clips about the vaccine though that just kind of general information because I think we all care about this.
Yeah.
Like, and even if you're not a, even if COVID hasn't affected you super personally, things just aren't going to open up until the vaccine's readily available. So this is big news for pretty much everybody. First up, Moderna to seek emergency use. Use authorization for the COVID vaccine. Here is the Moderna president, Dr. Stephen Hogue.
We've been told by Warp Speed they plan to have trucks rolling within a day, if maybe within 24 hours of that approval. It's really a question for them.
I saw Vice President Mike Pence saying, hey, next couple weeks, we should be shipping them out. The other clip is this Dr. Mark Rupp, who's an infectious disease professor, says, hey, it's challenging with the distribution of it because you have to keep it at such a low temperature.
It may not be possible to get it out to some remote clinics and smaller hospitals that just don't have the capacity to store it in the appropriate fashion.
I've seen that a lot of big-time businesses are buying freezers so they can get it and then give it to their employees.
Wow.
Like people are getting ahead of it a bit. Here is Dr. Fauci saying vaccine safety was not compromised in Operation Warp Speed.
It was purely remarkable advances in science to allow us to do things in days to weeks that we used to take months to years.
I was talking with a friend of mine and he said, hey, would you take it right now? And I said, heck yeah, sign me up. I'll take it right this second. I said, I'll be on the panel of people that are in the public eye that take it to show others that it's okay. Because I there's no reason for me not to trust it. I trust getting vaccines for other things. And this is shutting everything down. Here's one more. The millions will start receiving the vaccine in December.
Very likely up to 20 million people because there are 40 million doses. You need a prime and then a boost. So either anywhere from 20 to 40 million people, likely closer to 20, will get it here in the first round.
So that's kind of the news of it. There's no opinion there. That's all real folks that are dealing with real stories. And hopefully we can get this thing. I would get it today. They walked in right now. Hit me with it. Would you take it right now?
Yes.
Would anyone not take it right now?
I would think about it.
But what about, what would you think?
I would just think twice about doing it because it's just, I feel like it was rushed, you know, and for good reason. We need it quick. But also with a rush, it's just like, oh man, what am I getting myself into?
Well, and you've already had COVID.
And I've had COVID too. So that's
But what do you
different.
Mean you would think about it twice? Like what's in that second think? What are you going to do?
What's going to change?
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not asking that as an insult. Like, what is going to change in that second think session that you're going to have?
I just think if you ask me right now, I won't do it. But I may do it if I think about it again.
Do you need to see 3 months of people getting it?
Yes. Something like that.
They just did a trial, basically, of that long with thousands of people.
Yeah, no, I know.
You need more?
I'm just a little worried about it. That's it.
You, and you have every right to be. And I'm not hating on you for it. I'm just asking your perspective
just
on it.
Just a little worried about it.
Like, I would... It's two shots. So you get the first shot, wait a bit, you get the second shot.
Yeah, he said prime and booster, is that what he said?
What they're afraid of is that people will get the first shot, it's going to make you sick, and then they don't want to go back for the second shot because how sick the first shot just made you. I was watching a doctor talk yesterday, and she volunteered to be in the trial group because she knew if she was going to have to administer it and talk and teach, that she wanted to be a part of it. And so she said, hey, I got the first shot, I felt sick for a day and a half. I felt like I had a terrible hangover, headache. And then she got the second one, was sick again. And they said, but would you do it again? She goes, absolutely. So it feels like that's probably going to be a thing too. We just have to go, I'm going to get on a Thursday. That way I have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to kind of shake off the effects to get back to work.
Wow.
But nothing's going to open up fully.
Until
most folks are able to get it. There you go. I'm your infectious specialist. But that's not me. That's just me finding stuff to play for you guys. Coming from the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Studio on Music Row, we are the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Well, the next segment's going to be un poquito sad.
Oh.
Just a little sad. I got some news. I think it may be entertaining to our listeners. But you know what wasn't entertaining to our listeners? I saw, because I went over to the Bobby Bones B-Team Facebook page. They did not like me trying to buy Eddie's soul.
Oh, interesting.
I love that segment.
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't like that either.
I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. I could have done a whole show on that. I just think that's such a dumb concept that you think I can buy your soul by signing it over on a piece of paper.
And I almost fell for it, too.
Okay. They didn't like that over on the B-Team page. And they like everything on the B-Team page.
Yeah, interesting.
I almost wanted to go, this is not the place for criticism.
They're like, but we're still positive, guys.
But coming up, something a little sad. I'll share that with you in just a second. Also, Lunchbox wrote this. This is another one of those teases where he wrote, Bobby and Caitlin are disgusting on Instagram.
What?
He's going to tell us why he feels this way.
Okay. Disgusting. Disgusting. And you're all going to agree with me.
That, both of those things are coming up next.
Hey, the Bobby Bones Show.
Get B to the O to the double B Y.
Bobby Bones.
Well, some sad news to pass along. The Bobby Bones Show Christmas party has been canceled. I had to make the call last night. Caitlin and I were going through, seeing who was coming. We were like, whoa, we have more people than we expected, bigger than last year. Because I just said, anyone on the show, hey, come to the house, bring your significant other, everybody get corona tested. But then the number got so big that it was, I can't do it. I can't be that irresponsible in real life when I'm in radio show life going, guys, like, look out for each other.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have 22 people over at the house. So I was like, party's over. So we had already hired someone to come make the food. And so she's still going to come. Caitlin and I are going to eat.
Oh.
Not only that, I'd hired somebody to come play piano and like do music. I've already paid him. He's going to come. We're going to have a really great, tiny...
You and Caitlin.
Awkward...
Date night.
Date night. Not awkward for... I don't think it'd be awkward for anybody. It is what it is.
Maybe the piano player.
He's still getting paid. Yeah. That's all he cares about. So, a lot of things have been canceled. This is not a big concern on any level. But we're supposed to have it tonight, and... it was tough to pull the trigger last night and go camp, but I just had
Smart call, though. It makes sense.
Because you see these politicians and are like, whatever you do, don't have Thanksgiving with everybody. And you look on Instagram, they have Thanksgiving with like 94 people. And you're like, you just told us not to do it, and then you're doing it. I just don't want to. And we're all hypocrites in different ways.
Yeah.
I just want to lessen my hypocrite level. Because nobody's hypocrite-less. No, I don't care who you are. My goal in life... It's two things. One, to respond more than react. It's hard for me to do sometimes because if somebody fires me up, I'm ready to go. But I'm getting better at it. And two is to be a little less of a hypocrite every day. I'm not going to fully be able to do it because sometimes I have great intentions. I think we all do. Our intentions are A+. And we're like, we got to do this. And sometimes we fail. We come up short. So no Christmas party tonight. Sorry, everybody.
It's It's all right, man.
Yeah, this is going to be my wife's first night out in a long time.
Oh, well, you can still take her out.
No, yeah. No. It wasn't all based on this.
Yeah. You can, this was if the you big have night. If you have a babysitter, you could take her to a restaurant.
This was the big night we were going over. We had a nice restaurant planned and meal cooked for us. I was thinking Bobby was going to say, but the good news is we're going to still deliver you guys food. And I was like, yeah. But then he said, no, we're just going to have a date night. Dang it.
There'll be plenty of food left over if you want some. So that's the sad news. I do have this segment that Lunchbox had suggested. Quote, Bobby and Caitlin are disgusting on Instagram. Can I please talk about this? I didn't ask any other questions except for right now. Lunchbox, what are you talking about?
So I go over to Instagram and Bobby posts a picture of his beautiful Christmas tree and it's all nice. And then Caitlin comments on the Christmas tree, on the picture.
Hey, let me go read it. Oh, you have it?
Oh, I have it. It says, I don't have what you put, but it was like, this is my Christmas tree, blah, 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 whatever. And she comments, I love this tree, our home, and you most of all.
Nice.
You want to talk about making people vomit in their mouth? Like, no need to post that. Just tell he's sitting next to you. Just turn and be like, Bobby, I love this tree. I love our house, and especially I love you. You flaunting it out in public and being all flirty and gross on Instagram makes people sick, and it turns people off.
Wow.
And I just want you to know that it's gross and disgusting, and I'm trying to look out for you guys, but that is not a good look.
There's a picture. My Instagram is Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to go follow me and see the tree. It's the last post I've put up. So at Mr. Bobby Bones, I wrote, hey, I love this tree in our home, and I love that it's the first of many with at Kate C. Parker, which is Caitlin. And so I think it's the truth. It's how I felt. I posted it. And then she wrote, I love this tree, our home, and most of all, you.
Ugh.
That's cute.
No, it's vomit worthy, guys. Like, no one wants
What's
to read
wrong
about
with that.
Nothing.
Like, Bobby's original post, fine, but she doesn't go back and comment, like, I love you too. No, I love you more. No, I love you more. Why do that on Instagram?
What if it just makes each other feel good to see that? We tell each other all the time, too.
Right, but the flaunting it just makes...
There's no flaunt. She wrote a comment.
I know, but it gives people that are reading your Instagram a bad feeling. I'm just letting you know that it's gross and it makes me... Eddie, you made you vomit in your mouth a little bit.
Keep me out of this. I'm not saying anything.
What is your feeling, Eddie?
It's not gross. Like, he's calling it disgusting.
But
throw up in your mouth.
Do you not like it, though?
No, who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, he tagged her, so she responded. Yeah, Lunchbox does this all the time. Like, he'll tweet something to me when he's sitting right next to me. I'm like, the same thing.
But we're not in a relationship. We're not
you
trying
are.
To be all lovey-dovey. Like,
you're my friend.
It's very on and off again.
It's not like, oh, I love you. No, I love you more. It's just like, come on, dude. Like, get it. You got a fiance. Just, you know, play it cool. Like, it's a bad look in the public eye.
Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see that Instagram. You on Instagram over there?
Yes. And did you see Jake Owen's post? Because I was curious if you talked to him. Because, no, in his story, it looks like his girlfriend is wearing an engagement ring. But I didn't know anything about an engagement.
So I saw his story pop up. And it wasn't like an engagement photo. They were him, his baby, and his girlfriend were arms around each other. And I was like, is there a ring on her? So I texted him. I was like, did you get engaged? And he posted, he sent me an emoji with sunglasses on.
Oh, okay.
And I said, hey, well, you're recently engaged. Let me give you some advice. So I gave him some engagement advice. He's already married once. I was just kidding.
Oh, yeah. True.
But yeah, I'm not going to post it, but he sent me a picture because they have one of him proposing down on a knee. Maybe he's posted it already.
So that was like maybe he did and I missed it. But I thought, is this a subtle way? Because the ring is just sparkling right there in your face.
Well, there's another story where he's like, hey, one of my knees is dirty, where he was down on one knee.
I thought he was talking about his boots. I am slow. Man, if he was trying to be subtle, that's successful.
So, but yeah, he got engaged. Congratulations. Cool. What?
Yes, I see it now. He said dat dirty knee.
That dirty, because he got down on one knee.
Yeah, got it.
Not my story to tell. She was shocked. I asked him, was she surprised?
Yeah.
And his response to me was, she didn't have her nails done, and apparently that's a thing.
Yeah, you're like, yes, I know.
I was like, it is. It is a thing. But congratulations, Jake Owen. That's awesome, man. Love you.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. What's going on today?
I have therapy today, and then get the kids from school. Well, one of them. One of them's virtual. One of them's at school. So I'll pick up Stevenson and then go home and homework and do the whole routine. What about you?
I'm going to talk to Jessica Harp. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
She's the other half of the Wreckers. Remember her, Michelle Branch?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Had Leave the Pieces.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
We were listening to that song the day Caitlin was, and she was like, who is in that band? It was like Michelle Branch and the blonde girl.
the other one.
Because we weren't in Nashville at the time.
Of course.
But I love that song, Just Leave the Pieces When You Go. And so we tracked her down. We're going to do a little interview today for the Bobbycast.
That's awesome.
See what happened to her, see what happened to them, if they'd ever come back. So I'm going to do that. And I have a physical today because I'm trying to get my CDL to drive big rigs.
Oh, yes.
And so you can laugh if you want. But
no, it's just funny to hear you say that. I'm going to be driving a big truck so I can get my license.
So after we get a physical, then start studying for my CDL, my test, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's up.
Yeah, of course.
Nice.
Maybe you and Caitlin could get a RV.
You don't need one
of
those.
You don't need one of those for RV.
For those huge ones that are basically like a bus.
Get a tour bus.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I don't want to drive. If I'm going to do that, I ain't driving.
Bones, if we get another tour bus for a tour or whatever someday again, will you drive us?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure won't.
All right.
I don't even trust myself driving Caitlin's SUV. I barely trust myself driving the car I have. Top three songs in country music before we go. At number three, Chris Lane, Big, Big Plans. She don't know I got some big, big plans. At number two, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Happy Anywhere. And at number one, Hardy, One Beer. One beer turns into a lit cigarette burning into a two-beer buzz. Three beers turns into five and six. And those are your big songs in country music, yeah.
I feel like I love that song, but does everybody else?
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's fine. I don't turn it off.
No, I jam to it.
I like it. I don't go search for it to stream.
Oh, okay. I turn it up.
You're good.
But I was with someone the other day and I did that. And they were like, eh. And I was like, what? Are you crazy? I don't know.
There are some songs where I'm like, who cares? But that one, I don't feel like that. I feel like I kind of, yeah. I give it a 6 on the care scale.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's pretty good for, I mean, we hear songs all the time.
Yeah, we do.
What's your favorite song though right now on the radio?
Happy Anywhere.
Blake. Oh, the Blake and Gwen one?
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm different. Too. I put that at about a 3 on the
really?
Care scale.
Oh.
Yeah. I feel like this is part 2 of the one they just did.
So I like part 2.
Great. Like 1 and 2.
Great. I don't hate it.
It just makes me happy.
Good for you.
So I also turn this up.
Hey, like, man. We hope there's a part 3.
I like. Me too. I'm not a hater, jerks. I like Jake Owen made for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Morgan, what's on the podcast today?
Well, Amy contemplated wearing a specific clothing brand because of her age.
Yeah, she said she was too old for it, maybe. What else?
We played the country artist Jingle Bell game.
They all sang Jingle Bells. We had to identify them. All right, who else?
And the world-class advice giver, you, helped some listeners with their gift situations.
One of these guys called in. There was a shady situation that happened, and he just wanted me to go, hey, stay shady, bro.
And did you?
I couldn't. You guys did. I couldn't. Check out our podcast over at... search for Bobby Bones Show on demand. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.